The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon is back, continuing his series, How to Do Stuff. How to do what this week, Simon?
So we're looking at how to break up with someone if you are the protagonist. It is divorce season.
Is it?
Yeah, September is a very popular time of the year to file for divorce.
Okay.
And the reason for that, Kieran, is because, well, January and September are the most popular months. Mm-hmm. It's because you've spent an intense period of time together, either on a summer holiday or during the Christmas break, if it's January.
Yeah.
And that intense period together has revealed the fractures that are probably insurmountable in that relationship. And you've realised, yeah, it's probably the end of the road. So, special shout out to all those who are going through that process at the moment. It is divorce season.
I'm sure that will provide some comfort to them.
But it's also...
Well, I'll tell you, well, I know the marriage is broken up, but I mean, on the plus side, Simon gave us a shout out. It was a generic shout out to everybody in the situation, but we got it. Fair play to ye.
Yeah, that's like doing a toast to the caterers at a wedding rather than the bride. yeah, so what I was doing when I was outside
there...
That's
when the rot set in. That's,
yeah,
why, that's
exactly
why they're getting divorced.
Yeah,
it all started when he did that toast to the caterers.
When I was outside, I was thinking, if you're not the protagonist, if you're the antagonist, and this is something that's happening to you, what are the worst ways for someone to break up with you?
Okay.
I was going through my own biography, thinking about, you know, my own experiences. So I think the number one worst method for someone to break up with another person is ghosting. I can't think of a worse one.
Well, particularly if you're married, that's a difficult one.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
It is
obviously
tricky to ghost your
yeah, I mean, you literally
spouse
have to move country.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, in a,
just as in
non-marital
a breakup
relationship.
Yeah,
yeah,
ghosting, yeah. Have you done that?
No, I've never done that.
Have you been ghosted?
No, but probably on, yeah, I've been ghosted on dating apps.
Okay.
You know, like on Tinder and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When I was doing that before I got married, just to clarify.
Yeah, exactly. How was that last week? Anyway.
I think the second worst way to break up with someone is through fax.
Fax?
Fax. Fax machine.
Oh, F-A-X.
Yeah.
I thought you
FACTS,
as in, like, just
alternative
bombard them,
fax.
Bombard them with the fax.
That, you have your fax.
Here,
I have alternative
here
fax.
Here are the fax. You toasted the caterers at our wedding.
No, fax. F-A-X.
Okay.
Have you ever broken up with someone through a fax?
You know what? I haven't. I have to
still
say that.
Still a remarkable amount of people out there using fax. You wouldn't believe. So Phil Collins was famously accused of sending a fax to break up with his second wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's all sorts of mythology around this, but he said later on that he was in Frankfurt and he sent his wife a fax because the phone kept going down and I was arranging time to see the kids and I referenced the fact that the marriage was over, but it was translated as me finishing our relationship by fax. So he says that it wasn't a direct breakup of the relationship.
Okay.
It was just that he was referencing the breakup of the relationship.
Mm.
But the lesson is, don't break up with anyone by fax.
What about, I would wager by text is probably the experience that lots of people would be familiar with.
Text is very, very popular. And I've certainly had this experience as well. One of the big issues with text, Kieran, is, you know, people will accuse people who do this that it's kind of cowardly because you're not in the actual physical presence of the person. The other thing is that
but
when you're breaking up with someone,
that's the value in
well,
it.
Well, of course, yeah. But the trouble with it is that it's really difficult for the person on the other end of it, because they say that when a relationship breaks down, one of the things that causes the person who's been broken up with to experience the most amount of distress is when they're confused as to why the breakup has happened, right? And through text, it's very hard to be clear because you can't pick up on emotional cues, tone of voice, anything like that. It's a very flat way of delivering news.
Yeah. Now, since I was in this world, smartphones have entered the world. So that's how long ago it has been since I was on the dating scene, that if you wanted to break up with someone by text, you had to do it in 140 characters or less.
True.
Or else you had to send multiple text messages.
Or if you're breaking
messages
up by tweet, it's also 140 characters.
Exactly. So so I didn't have the option of giving or receiving emojis in a breakup message.
Yes.
Is that a way of getting in?
You could have sent
tone
an emoticon, though. which is like colon followed by
open bracket, which would be a sad face.
Sad face, yeah. That could have been helpful to you in that situation. But yeah, no, for sure. Gen Z would be using a lot of sad face emojis when they're breaking up with someone. Speaking of which, Taylor Swift...
Sad face. Said, aubergine, sad face.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I'll get to Taylor Swift in a second because she was a phone call. But text message, Britney Spears did reveal in her 2023 memoir that she was broken up with via text after a three-year relationship with... Cry Me a River.
Oh, JT.
JT. Now, we don't know. She says that it caused her devastation. This is in her memoir. And it caused her an inability to breathe for months, which is...
often fatal.
Which is often fatal. And it's remarkable that she survived. Apparently, the rumor is that what he said in the text was, quote unquote, "It's over, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark." Quite a short text.
Yes.
From JT there.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of phone calls, right? Phone calls is a little bit more, humanity in a phone call.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift says that she was broken up with by Joe Jonas during a 27-second phone call.
Okay. Well, that kind of defeats the purpose. If you're going to phone someone, you got to have a conversation about it. You're not having a conversation in 27 seconds.
Yeah, but Joe Jonas says that it's not his fault that the phone call lasted 27 seconds because she slammed the phone down after 27 seconds. So he claims that he would have continued to speak to her and explain the reasons for the breakup.
Okay.
So phone call is not great. Apart from that, if I was to continue with my list of the worst and best places or ways to break up, I think... breaking up in person is obviously the preferred way. However,
is it though?
There's really important
awkward
parameters around this. Yeah, it is awkward, but I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of the person who's receiving the news, right? If you're to break up with someone,
just don't be that person.
Huh?
Don't be that person.
The person who gets broken up with.
Yeah, never be that person.
Yeah, it might not be their choice, though.
No, you got to read the signs, read the room, and get in
get
there
out first.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Send a voice note.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
If you are going to do it in person, there's a question mark over whether you do it in a public place or a private place. Mm. What are your thoughts?
I think if you're going to do it in person, do it in a public place.
Okay. Issue with that is that the person might have a complete meltdown and it might be very embarrassing for them. It might also be very embarrassing for you if a scene, quote unquote, is created.
Yeah.
So apparently the advice is, and I have had this experience, is to do it in a private place, but choose to do it in the victim's house, not in the perpetrator's house. And the reason for that is...
You can leave.
Because you can leave.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do it in your house, they might never leave. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a bunny boiler situation, it sounds like you're describing there.
That's true, yeah.
They just never leave. I refuse to leave. I refuse to acknowledge what you've just said. I reject the premise of this conversation. Yes. I'm staying.
Yeah, Michael Douglas definitely regretted breaking up with Glenn Close.
What should you say?
Okay, so... The big thing is, right, I know these are cliches. You know, if someone says, it's not you, it's me, I'm just not in the right place for a relationship right now. Mm. Or the other classic, I really need to focus on myself.
Sorry, you can't be saying that.
That just sounds like masturbation. But anyway. it's too early for that.
Yeah.
I think, but the point, the reason why those are cliches, they say cliches are rooted in truth, right? The reason why is because you want to put the onus back on yourself so that the person that you're breaking up with doesn't feel that like they're responsible for the breakup, the demise of the relationship.
Sorry, great text coming in, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, the character limit on SMS text meant that you had to write a breakup haiku if you wanted to break up that way. Here's a brilliant one. Break up by drafting a message to your bestie saying that you're going to break up, but then send it to your partner, quote unquote, by accident, act as if nothing has happened and just let it all play out.
Wow.
Or here, I was married for 13 years and my husband broke up with me by text.
Whoa, a marriage.
A marriage, 13 years of marriage.
Oh my goodness.
And here's you and me joshing and yucking away about it.
Wow, yeah. God, Poor woman. Was that a woman? We don't know.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, my husband broke up with me by text. Well, yeah. I guess it could
be. Well, it could have been a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, that's really tough going. There is a question mark over what time of the day and what time of the year you should break up with someone. So clearly you shouldn't break up with someone on Christmas Day or on their birthday.
No.
But you also shouldn't break up with someone when they're grieving. So if they've just been to their father's funeral, you know, you're not going to break up with them that day. You should also, the experts say that you shouldn't break up with someone in a post-coital environment.
Yeah.
Because that's very exploitative.
Well, it does. It really seems like you were just having, you know, one last roll of the dice.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. So that's not allowed either. They say that you shouldn't break up with someone at nighttime because our emotions are heightened at nighttime and it's more likely to cause distress in a scene. The best time to break up with someone is in the morning, perhaps over a coffee.
There you are. Well, classic Charlie Harper tip, never order a hot beverage before breaking up with someone.
Oh, God, yeah.
Could end up all over you. Iced coffee all
great
the way.
Great tip.
Iced coffee. Simon Tierney, great advice as always.
Thank you,
this
Karen.
Week. I will talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.